Emotive friendly, hey there listeners. Let's talk about something that's been making waves in the crypto world and in the fight against human trafficking. You know, cryptocurrencies often seen as this wild, revolutionary force, but it's also hiding some pretty dark secrets.
Friendly, serious, absolutely. A 2025 report by Chainalysis really shook things up. They found that human trafficking networks are massively adopting crypto, more than ever before. It's a troubling trend, to say the least.
Emotive, yeah, it's like crypto's got two sides. On one hand, it's this tool for financial freedom. On the other, it's becoming a playground for criminals. But here's the twist. The same tech that enables anonymity could also be the key to stopping these networks.
Serious, exactly. The report says crypto's anonymity lets traffickers move money without a trace, but blockchain's transparency, those public ledgers, might be the ultimate weapon. It's a double-edged sword.
Emotive, let's break it down. Traffickers are using crypto because it's borderless and anonymous. Imagine moving money across continents without a bank's eyes on it. That's a nightmare for law enforcement.
Serious, right. Traditional banks are full of red tape, but crypto's pseudonymous nature lets traffickers operate in the shadows. It's like they're using a digital cloak to hide their crimes.
Emotive, and it's not just about hiding money. These networks are using crypto to fund their operations and launder cash, all while evading detection. It's a whole new level of sophistication.
Serious, the report's clear. This isn't a new trend. It's accelerating. Chainalysis, 2025 data shows a sharp spike in illicit crypto transactions. Human traffickers are leveraging these tools to exploit vulnerable people, and it's getting worse.
Emotive, it's terrifying, isn't it? But here's the silver lining, blockchain's transparency. Unlike cash, which disappears into the void, crypto leaves a digital footprint. Every transaction is recorded, even if it's not immediately visible.
Serious, that's right. Firms like Chainalysis are mapping these transactions, connecting the dots between wallets and identifying patterns. It's like giving investigators a GPS to track criminal networks.
Emotive, imagine being able to follow the money trail across borders, even if the criminals think they're invisible. It's a game changer for law enforcement.
Serious, and the borderless nature of crypto, which is a huge advantage for traffickers, also means investigators can track funds globally. It's like the digital world's version of a fingerprint, permanent and unerasable.
Emotive, that's why the report calls this a double-edged dynamic. Criminals are using crypto to exploit gaps in traditional finance, but law enforcement is catching up fast.
Serious, absolutely. It's an arms race. Traffickers adopt new tools and investigators develop new tactics. The key is that crypto itself isn't the problem. It's the tool criminals are using.
Emotive, so what's the takeaway? The fight against human trafficking in the crypto era isn't about banning blockchain. It's about harnessing its transparency to dismantle these networks.
Serious, exactly. The report emphasizes that law enforcement needs specialized units, partnerships with blockchain firms, and international cooperation. It's a multi-pronged approach.
Emotive, and it's not just about technology. It's about adaptation. As traffickers exploit crypto's anonymity, investigators must stay one step ahead with advanced analytics and global collaboration.
Serious. The report highlights three critical factors: crypto intelligence units in law enforcement, partnerships with firms like Chainalysis, and international coordination. It's a blueprint for the future.
Emotive, this isn't just about stopping crimes, it's about protecting people. The same tech that enables exploitation can also be the key to liberation.
Serious, and that's the heart of it. The blockchain doesn't forget. Every transaction is a piece of the puzzle. It's a crack in the armor of these criminal networks.
A motive. So, as we wrap up, remember, crypto's not inherently evil. It's a tool. The real question is how we choose to use it. The future of fighting human trafficking will depend on our ability to balance innovation with accountability.
Serious, and that's the message from Chainalysis report. The blockchain's transparency could be the light in the dark, but it's up to us to make sure it shines where it matters most.
A motive, thanks for tuning in. Stay curious, stay informed, and remember, every digital trail has an end. Let's keep pushing for a world where technology fights for justice, not exploitation.
Serious, until next time, keep your eyes on the horizon. The fight for freedom is ongoing, and the blockchain story is just beginning.